Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, a show that was founded on the Kingdom Principle, the show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm your host, Dr. Tanji. And of course, I've got my co-host, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good. How are you, KJ? How are you?
I'm good. Today's the Heat game. We're going to win six, just letting you guys know.
Like I said, man, you were in the wrong city.
I had to put on the good today. I had
causing chaos.
All I asked was how he's doing. Anyway, coming up on the show today, we've got our very own KJ doing today's principle, man's God-giving role. Of course, we're going to break that thing down. And at the bottom of the hour, we've got a gentleman that, oh my God, I'm so excited that he's here with us on the Dr. Tanji Show. I'll tell you about him. And of course, we just kind of want to make certain that you have what you need. So last week, Niles told us about overlooking offenses. And the beautiful thing about that is you know that you really can't have an offense in your heart if you're trying to move forward. And he broke it down so beautifully. But today, we've got KJ coming. This is his very first time giving us a principle, so I'm going to take really good copious notes here. Take it away, KJ.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing? I'm a little nervous, but here we go. So pretty much I was reading on Tony Evans's 90-day devotional for men, just for no excuses, how to give no excuses in your life and still have a Kingdom foundation with God. So if you guys want to check it out, this is what it looks like. Super good. A lot of good nuggets. You read it once a day and take notes. You go on a new day and try to apply it to your life. So this is a principle that I saw that I read yesterday. It's called man's God-given role. All right. Now I'm going to give you this quote by Denzel Washington. You've never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. All right. Keep that in mind. I'm about to read you the scripture that it has. Ecclesiastes 5:15, as he came from his mother's womb, so he will go again naked as he came. He will take nothing for his efforts he can carry in his hands. So all this to say is that, yes, we're on this earth. We have all of these resources and all of these accolades and all of these businesses that God's given us. But when we pass away, just how we entered the world with exited our mother's womb with nothing, we're going to leave this world with nothing. All right. We don't see a U-Haul traveling behind our hearse. We don't take our possessions with us when we get to heaven. All right. So what this goes in the show us that there is so much more to life than our worldly possessions.
Right?
Yes, they are tools for us to have a better, life, as in like, oh, this makes it easier for me to pay my bills. I'm living comfortably. Yes. However, at the end of the day, all glory goes to God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I pose this question to you guys. How does knowing that you'll leave this material possessions impact your thoughts about wealth? What do you guys think?
Good.
That's an interesting question and spin right there, Pastor KJ. When it comes to like monetary wealth still on this earth, weren't the men or, you know, women who had, you know, material possessions, internally they were rich. You know, like you could have given $1 million, but you're a billionaire, but I gave you my one penny and I only had 3 cents. Like that matters. And that comes from like, that comes from your internal world, your heart. So I think that's the most important part, you know, when it comes to just possessions in general, that is true wealth and richness. But, you know, of course, there is the other side, you know, on this earth where it's having monetary wealth. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with having monetary wealth. It's a beautiful thing. But if that's your main purpose, and if that's, you know, you feel like that's your only purpose on this earth, I think that's when you kind of run into the problem. As I say all the time, if you use and utilize God's purpose and you walk in God's purpose and, you know, just stay true to it, then those earth riches will tap into God's purpose for your life. So I think that's how we can connect that. But never chase just after material, you know, monetary wealth, because you will still be empty inside. If you want to do it big, be rich internally and externally. And I'm done.
I love that. I do. First, thank you so, so very much, KJ, for that being your first time bringing forth Kingdom Principles, and you live it every day. I say, sir, you did real good. Thank you so very much. To answer your question, it wasn't until 2007 that I truly discovered that you really don't own anything. When I first was introduced to the kingdom concept and knowing exactly, okay, we truly do have power over our circumstances, very stingy. I was very selfish. I used to think that it was mine, it's mine, and I'm just going to save and I'm going to, you know, ride good and live good. It was my first, that was 2007 was about the fourth time I had gone bankrupt. And it, again, I guess it just, I needed to hit my head a few times. And I realized that, you know what, that Lexus LS430 that you were pushing, it really didn't belong to you, not even your next breath. So I repented and I said to God, I know you're going to rebuild. I know you are. And I give you my word that I will never say I own anything. So even with business ideas and launchings, I say that it's an opportunity to be a person of influence. The affluence will come, but now I know that I own nothing. So when I get in my car foremost, and then I say, you know what? The car is just really blessed to have me in. Instead of me being blessed to be driving the car. So I champion any of our followers and supporters and listeners to really kind of do some internal dialoguing so that you understand you're absolutely right when Denzel Washington posed that question, have you ever seen a U-Haul, you know, at a funeral? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well done, sir.
I want to add on to it is that, like, Dr. Evans, he goes into about we don't own anything, but we manage it.
That's it. Absolutely.
It's becoming a great manager of your time, your wealth, your influence. And I think, honestly, I think influence is better than wealth.
You better believe it.
It is. And one thing that I was just in class, like, about, like, an hour ago, and we have hers, Evans, I'm sorry, and she said that when we're giving, our hand is open to receive. So when we give, naturally our hand is open. So the byproduct from us giving is that we're going to receive something.
Wow.
So that's a good nugget I'm going to pass on to you, Ms. Burley Evers. Shout out to you. That's a very interesting concept when you're thinking about management versus ownership. So I also want to pose a question to you guys about, when you're managing something, what are some key aspects you should look out for to make sure that you're managing what God gave you appropriately? You know?
Wow.
What are some key tools you can do that, I'm managing it, and yes, I have to talk with the owner. when it comes down to, like, all right, how are we going to move forward with this issue, this issue, or how do I become a better leader? This conversation can go any other way. You guys feel free. I just want to know what your thoughts are.
I think when you manage something, at least in that light, I feel like you have to understand the value of whatever it is that you're managing first. So, like, when you understand the value, you understand, you know, you try to at least acquire the idea of what it is to be responsible for that thing. So I think naturally that puts you in a certain mind frame, a mindset. And of course, anything that God gives you, you better manage it well, because God doesn't just, you know, throw you junk, you know. So I think, you know, if you're connected to God, and I think through being connected to God, he will show you the value and how to truly get the power, you know, out of that thing that you're managing, you know, for, of course, his edification, but also, you know, your benefit as well. So I think when your heart and your mind is in the right place, you know, managing isn't difficult at all, especially when you understand the value of what it is that you're, you know, is in your hands. That's been bestowed upon you. Okay. That's a biblical word, bestowed. Okay. All right.
Divinely said, Niles. But, you know, when I think about managing, what I've learned, KJ, is that you never, ever, ever have the disposition of managing people. You don't manage people. You manage the vision. You manage the assignment, right? And whenever you're doing something, and I guess, again, me falling and busting my head wide open, now I know that everything I do, I got to do it for him. I don't care if you guys don't tell me that it's well done or, hey, you're doing a good job. It's for him. Yeah. It's for him. You know what I mean? So for you to even pose that question, you're spot on, because I've said to you and to Niles, you guys don't have the leadership spirit. You have the spirit of leadership. The spirit of leadership is all about people. That spirit is all about people, making certain that people understand that everybody is a leader. Mm-hmm. If you have the mindset of everybody being a follower, you're not ready for leadership. Nobody's a follower if you can just tap into letting people understand that you got it. You truly have the spirit of leadership. Well, I'm sorry, the leadership spirit. It's God who gives the spirit of leadership, but everybody has the leadership spirit or can have it.
I have two thoughts on that. When it comes down for the leadership spirit, and you want others to succeed, we're all leaders, you know?
And
the thing is that the leadership spirit, you're recognizing, okay, you have a potential inside of you. You're sleeping on it right now. Time is passing by. And that's the one thing that Polar Bears, Black Boys, Prairie Friend Orchard, come see it. I'm an assistant director of it. But I got the shadow of Nick Few, who was a guest on our show a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And one thing that he makes sure of is that everybody's comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because you're not ready to receive anything if you're not comfortable. You know?
True.
Then he pushes you to get uncomfortable, because he shows you in your comfortable state that where we need, where the vision, where we need to go.
You're stripping those walls away.
Stripping those walls. And that's one thing that I did personally for myself, and just hearing Nick say that and hearing him do that, I'm like, okay, now I'm seeing it into action. You know, you're creating an environment. It's like, okay, you can cry. It's okay. All right, cool. You good? Now here's what we're going to do. Do X, Y, and Z. But I can't do it. I never said you couldn't do it. I said, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. You know, your leader doesn't bark orders. A leader walks
Come with on, man.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's absolutely a key step in management. And you can apply management to your relationships.
Yes.
Because that is very important. You're listening, make sure everybody's comfortable walking with them. You can apply it to like even work you do, personal work, you know? So that's something you can continually grow from. As a whole, you have to give management rather than ownership.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
I have a quick question, KJ, just because, you know, you're touching on this. What do you think man's God-given role is?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so you talked about man's role, you know, given by God. Like, what do you think that is? Just so people can walk away knowing, like, like, what is our role to God? Like, what is our role on this earth?
So
you know this.
You already know what I'm doing. Okay. I have a ring light right here. Hit me up. Here we go. Demonstration. All right. I have a ring light right here. This is God. He's shining light on us. This is a mirror. This is man. We're reflecting the light. I'm gonna leave right there.
I love it.
We're done. Or even a prism. I have a glass right here. Now the light is coming out, and now the light is being diffused. So now it's hitting different angles we never thought it was hitting before. So that, I would have to say, is God's given role to reflect his love and to diffuse the light that he's shining on us.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, KJ. I just had to ask that so people would know, like, you know, and have that foundation of like, man, what is our role? Mm-hmm. You know, because we talked about managing wealth and value and all that, but like, what is the role? So thank you, KJ.
Absolutely. Reflection.
Yep. All right. Wow. So next we have
trending topics.
A lot of stuff has been going on, you know, the bubble, NBA bubble, the Lakers versus the Heat. This guy right here is a traitor. But yes, it's
okay. Did he say traitor?
I've always been a Heat fan.
This is, like I said, blasphemy. But yeah, it's just the Lakers versus the Heat going to finals. And we already know what's going to happen. The Lakers,
yes, we do.
You know. LeBron and Miss James. That's what it's about. So, yep.
Sorry, KJ. You know, you have to remember now, you know, so that, I guess I'll play an advocate here for KJ Niles. The coach that coaches, and forgive me for not remembering the gentleman's name, but he does coach winners, right? Even LeBron said that himself. They're going to give him a run for their money, but game six, game five, game six. Okay, it's gonna, whatever. We're kind of gonna win. I'm sorry, KJ. I love you so much.
Hey, we've been underdogs since the beginning, so we understand it. Hey, I will say this: the finals this year will be, and this is also a principle we can talk about: hard work versus talent.
Oh, come on!
Honestly, we can have a good principle
for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. ABC tonight, set six. Wear your Heat jerseys. All my Heat fans out there, love you all.
Now, don't forget the Dodgers. The Dodgers playing tonight, too. At 7.
Oh, they are?
Oh, the Dodgers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And also, like, at the end of the run, finals, if you guys been here, yeah.
You're funny. I know where you live. Moving on. What was going on last night with the
I
had rehearsal during that time, but like it just sounded like a trash show.
It was just talking over and just wasn't cohesive and all over the place and egos and all that. But I think it's a great representation of exactly what's going on in this country.
I love
Everybody's talking at each other.
No one's
nobody's
listening.
Hearing each other. Yeah. Nobody is listening. Yeah. We're not even focused. And that's what it's going to continue to be if we don't come together and have some kind of common ground. Because
I agree.
I had a difficult time trying to figure out like what they were trying to say, especially with Biden, because you know, with Trump's personality, he just has a way of kind of steering things and directing things. So I feel like it was tough for Biden to really get out cohesive thoughts. And you could tell like he was really frazzled, you know, at certain points throughout the debate. So interesting first debate. I don't know if we've ever seen anything like that. Hope this time around it's a little better. But I think even the moderator had a difficult time.
Did you see him? My heart was just aching for him, man.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They probably would have gotten the same result not having a moderator.
That's true. That's very, very true.
Hey, they gotta make it into a sitcom because this is hilarious.
Oh, you're so funny!
Yeah. Like, we need to have like a comedian being a moderator and just doing the commentary. Like, honestly,
exactly
at this point.
But here's what I will say. Okay. Oh, no, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
No, I just said like we're not supposed to laugh at debates.
No,
you know, and I spent a lot of my time just sitting back and laughing because it was just like a sword fight. You know,
they were fighting with balloons. That's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. But here's what I hope the takeaway is, honestly, in all seriousness. I know the young people really have an opportunity to make their voices heard. National elections are wonderful. They come around every 4 years. We get it. But, guys, we got to start at the state level, the local level, those municipalities with, you know, city council and what have you. And to effect change, you have to be that one sometimes to be the change that we truly kind of need to see. But I hope that you vote please don't let that stop you from not voting. Someone said in the grocery store the other day, Stacey and I were shopping, the young guy said, you know, I'm just not going to vote this year. I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I normally, you know, would say something, but this time Stace said, come on, bruh, you got to vote. And I'm like, Stace, but it's the truth. You got to vote.
You know, and I've had this conversation with my friends about it, and it's kind of just like, I understand where they're coming from when they say, like, I don't want to vote. I understand, you know, and it's just like, okay, 20, like, I would say this 10 years from now, they're going to ask us, what happened to this world? We're going to be asking you the question, where were you? You know, but if you're happy, if you can say that, like, oh, I was doing X, Y, and Z, go ahead. That's it. Do you, boo? Okay, cool. But we don't want to, hear you complaining, period.
Yeah. Amen. That's true. Yeah. Very
especially if you didn't do your part and, you know, contribute. So
absolutely.
Some people want to get mad at the outcome, but were you involved in the process?
You've got to be involved in the process. I love it. Another principle.
Tons of principles. So,
absolutely.
Then Trump also selected, was it Amy Coney Barrett to fill Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court?
Ouch. You know, it's like playing chess of the game. God forbid if there is a runoff or whatever November 5th looks like, he's already got his bishop in place. Seriously. Yeah. Because you already know that if it comes down to the Supreme Court having to make the decision, and that has been done before with, I think it was Gore and Bush, if I'm not mistaken, there's a propensity for, you know, choosing someone that put you in office or put you on the bench. So that's going to be interesting.
What am I saying? Supreme Court is like for life, correct? As well.
Yes.
So it's kind of like you have to really understand, like, what do you want the country to be in the next couple of years? I just have a question. Are we allowed to vote on it? I don't know. I'm just asking, and probably other people want to know as well. I just wonder what that process looks like. Okay.
No, only the president can can make that recommendation, but it's Congress that kind of votes, the Senate kind of vet them to make certain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not official yet.
No. He's just made the recommendation. She still has to go before those guys and kind of, they're going to they'll have Republicans and Democrats kind of pulling out some of the things that perhaps, you know, she does not want highlighted. And the Republicans saying, hey, she's in, you know, the president said he wants her, so let's deliver. So,
That's just a question for anybody else who does
absolutely. Process
as well.
Good question.
We shall see. And KJ, tell us about TikTok. What's going on with TikTok?
Hey, for all you TikTokers, you guys who dropped out of school to become TikTok famous, you guys not getting banned. The judge blocked the TikTok ban about how it's going to be structured. But other than that, at least it's delayed, you know, for people who are heavily influenced by it. But Instagram Reels, though. Exactly. But keep TikToking away, my TikTokers.
I know, right? I love TikTok, man. I really, really do. One of my guilty pleasures.
And Dr. Tanji, I think you have some pretty big news.
You know, I don't like to say anything about me. Yeah. I'm so used to pushing everybody else out there and kind of cultivating and praying and fasting with people. So finally, God allowed me to get pregnant with an idea. And the idea will be kind of announced on my YouTube channel, that's at Dr. Tanji Show, where at 6 p.m. on Friday, I will have past shows. And I'm excited because the very first show is Carrie Ann, is it Barnes from Black Panther? Barnes, that'll be on there. And I'm excited because she's absolutely gorgeous and so talented and grounded and lover of all things God, right? And then
She got some good news.
I know, right?
She's doing what to say.
It's it's been a long time coming. And I was challenged in 2009. My dear bishop, when Stacy and I were over at New Birth, we were ministers of the Ministry of Health. And he got on the podium one morning and said, "Where are all of my dreamers?" And I still get excited when I hear that, because he said, if you had Bishop Long, Eddie Long,
yes.
Mm-hmm. He says, God wants to know, where are all of the dreamers? And here I am standing up, right? My knees are shaking. And I'm thinking, he says, if you had 6 months to live, what would you do? And I'm thinking, oh my God, I would leave a legacy. So lo and behold, on Friday, I will be announcing a competition for an in-house, in-house editor for a publishing company that is just, oh my God, how long? 15 years in the making. 15 years, I kid you not. And that's Friday. And I want to say, what time is that going to be aired?
It's going to be released in the morning. Just be on Dr. Tanji's Facebook, Instagram, yeah. And we'll be announcing that information as soon as we can Friday morning. All right. Yeah. So if you know anybody who's a writer, just shoot for the stars. All right, shoot for the stars. You know,
absolutely.
So go ahead and take a chance. Jump off the cliff. Jump off.
Sure.
Is that what you tell him, baby? Jump off a cliff.
Literally, I was talking with my friend today, and like we were just talking about like, oh, dreams. It's like, bro, jump off. I know you're. What have you been doing during quarantine?
Wow.
And he was just like, oh. He was like, yeah. Okay, cool. Just work on a project. But so we have a guest coming up. He's in the waiting room. First, before we start, we got some music.
Don't forget your show. But don't forget your show, KJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Polar bears. Yes. Don't do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Don't
do yes. that. Polar bears, black boys, and prairie French orchids. We have the cast, some of the cast come to the show a couple weeks ago to promote their show. Mm-hmm. It is this weekend, October 1st, 2nd. 7:30 and October 3rd at 2. If you guys need the link to buy tickets, Dr. Tanji's, go to Dr. Tanji's page or go to my page at KJ Powell _99. The show is about a liberal white couple who was hosting a cocktail party with a Black Lives Matter activist and his gay partner. And they're just pretty much having a conversation about what's been going on in the world and how do we do affect change. It goes into the principle that Tanji had a couple of weeks ago. How do we have a conversation out of love? All right. Mm. When the conversation breaks down, can we still love each other and respect each other's opinion? So stay tuned for that.
Very good. Sure. I'm looking forward to that too. Nick is, I truly, this guy is, I don't think he really knows what he's doing in the atmosphere, but he is something serious, man. I love having him around. I really do. Right. For you to be in the space with him, you're very fortunate. Please know that. Shout out at Nick Few.
Yeah. All right, guys.
So to introduce our next guest, we have Angelo.
I feel like having some church up in here. Come on.
I can't explain. Uh-huh. I can't
uh-huh. Okay.
Jesus, love is so amazing.
All right, man.
It gets me high up to the sky.
Hallelujah.
And when I think about your goodness, it makes me wanna stomp.
You can't take my joy, devil. Mm-hmm. Makes me cry. Put them hands together and have the Holy Ghost put it with me.
Oh, brother, can't you see? I've got the victory.
Okay. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I?
Hey!
Hi, guys. Okay, oh, man. Now, that's an intro.
I love that. Hello there, man. How are you?
Can you guys see me and hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes. Good.
Can you see
hi, guys.
IRS?
Oh my goodness. What's going on, man? So good to see you guys. Wow.
Wow. Angelo Haskins. Angelo was actually introduced to me by Niles, and he came on to the Dr. Tanji show. What about that? No. Talk to Tanji about 90 days or so ago, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. And here's this man coming with this idea that was so much bigger than him that it had to be a God idea and not a good idea. And came from and how he knew he could do it and how he sacrificed and he's an amazing spirit. Angelo, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show. It's so good to see you again, man. What has been going on since the last time?
Well, there's been a lot going on. I lost about 2 or 3 more family members during this COVID season that we're in. Very close members of my family. I actually have their urns sitting right beside me, one on the left and one on the right. It just puts into reality all that has happened within these last few months. And I just wanted to start out with Proverbs 27, verse 17, which says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And I just want to thank especially you, Dr. Tanji, and Niles, and KJ, for being my friends, for being there for me during this very difficult time. Because having that love and sometimes that tough love, you know, like you, Tanji, when you told me to take a break, take a moment and just, you know, take time out for grief. And I did. And I got the help that I needed. We talked about mental health on your Talk to Tanji show. And that's what I've been focusing on. I focused on it for about a month. In August, without anything Sound Connects related, just to gather myself. But I thank you all for being friends, because iron sharpens iron.
Gotcha. With that process, do you feel like you're in a better place now, or you're still working towards getting to that better place?
I do feel like I'm in a better place. I can say that today with all honesty. But it's because I got up and I did the work. And
I was just about to ask about the work, because that's the stuff that we don't hear about in the dark.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, because anxiety and depression are a very real thing, and they're very, very discouraging. They are very heavy on the spirit, and I had to put that armor of God on every day. You know, I wasn't perfect every day, but I tried to keep that armor of God on every single day. And we'll get into that. I think, Tanja, we were talking about putting our clothes on every day.
Yeah.
You got to put your clothes on.
Yeah.
Besides your physical clothes, you got to put your spiritual clothes
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
The armor of God. I want to get into that a little bit later on, but I'm just so happy to be here with you all.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, sir. I want to ask you, with Sound Connects, will you bring us up to speed, a soliloquy of what is Sound Connects and how will it benefit what's going on now?
Sure, certainly. Sound Connects LLC is the overarching platform. It's my business that was filed officially with the state of Maryland on July the 1st, 2020. I'm very happy about that. So I've been running. It houses two major platforms, the first one being Sound Connects Music Blog, which is live. We went live with that in May of 2020. And it's everything music and entertainment related. We have blog posts. We have a podcast through our SoundCloud. So many things, different contests. It's like our music blog. And Sound Connects Live is where we are today. It's the platform is being built as we speak. I was just reading through proofs this morning and approving. I'm working with a company, Concerto Labs. They're based in India, and they're doing great work. I started that work about 2 weeks ago, and there's a 9-hour time difference. Uh-huh. So most of my meetings are at 12 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
But I can feel it. It's God's work. So I'm awake. I am ready for every meeting. It's exciting, you know, to get started with the live platform.
I absolutely love it.
We'll be launching in January.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
Okay. I was just about to ask that. Go ahead, KJ. I was just talking with somebody who's looking for a platform because he's making his own music. I have a question. Well, do you? This could be an idea, and I'm just gonna don't steal it. It's just for him if he hasn't thought about it yet. Just for Angelo.
But like, no,
yeah, it's just for him. It's for free. Go ahead, have it. Are you guys doing like? Because I know with all COVID. Are you guys hosting concerts with people's content in some sort? I just wanted to know. Because I have a friend who's interested in doing that because he's coming up, he's making his own music and he has an album coming out. So I just wanted to.
You know, the music industry, and I'm going to get into that. And the short answer to your question is yes. Sound Connects Live is the platform that's being built. It's a ticketed service platform where artists can sell tickets to live web shows. But it's not just for music. It's for all entertainment purposes. They can host their rehearsals with, you know, dance rehearsals, tour rehearsals, backstage, special camera angles. We've got a lot going on. And it's really exciting. We're also going to be working on a virtual reality experience portion for the website where it makes you, you know, where you feel like you're there, you know, at the concert. Yeah. So there's a lot in development, but yes.
Yeah. I was just texting right now about company. So I'm gonna be passing your information on to him and just like so he can you have a client.
I love it.
And we're making the platform user friendly, so it's really easy to sign up. Any artist can sign up, you know, musically. Dancers, producers, the website is for artists and it covers a wide range of folks because there's a lot that goes into the production of music. Music doesn't just happen. You know, you hum a tune in your mind, you got to get it out, get it on that soundboard. So it's all those things.
I love
Sound
it.
Connects Live. That's the live.
Sound Connects Live.
Live. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, hey, man. Tell us about when this concept first came into your mind. Like, what were you doing and what sparked it? And I also want you to tell people a little bit about, like, the process from having the concept in your mind to getting started on, you know, your idea and saying yes to it. Because there's the bridge in between. And like I said, I always like to be transparent about the process because we see results most of the time when you hear overnight sensation all the time, right? But it's not an overnight sensation. You just didn't see the work, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that went into that product prior to. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey from start to where you are now?
Yes, absolutely. My journey started in 2012 with Sound Connects. I think, Niles and I, we went to college together. We went to college together, and I just love music. I think the performance aspect of music when you're there at a concert with an artist is just it's an incredible experience. Back in 2012 I was just sitting there one day and the idea, it just came to me. I think it was nighttime and I was like, man, it would be so nice if I could attend this concert but right from my own home instead of purchasing a super expensive concert ticket. If I could just attend it from my own home. And that's where the idea came from. And then we started work on the logo. It was like August, I think, of 2012. The journey started out as just the idea of the live platform. Mm-hmm. But there were many, many setbacks. And there's no such thing as, not to me, an overnight success. It takes a lot of work and mental energy. I know I put Sound Connects down for three or four years just to focus on my marriage and raising my family. I have a 2-year-old daughter now. So, but that's the thing about a vision that God gives you is that you can walk away from it for a moment, but it's always going to be there.
Absolutely.
Was there something that I missed in there now?
Oh no, man! I just wanted you to talk about like the process and what kind of with this I'm not going to say stalling. The process from like the concept to now, and kind of like what you face, like the hardships, like did you face doubt, you know, just the rocky path on to this point? Because I guess obviously something happened between 2012 and now, and that can serve as motivation to people, because it's not about like when you start, it's about like starting and just saying yes to it, regardless of what came before it and what held you down and what doubt you had in your mind. Years later, you still had the gumption to still say yes to your vision and dreams. So that's what I want you to talk about.
I'm looking at you, Niles. I think you were for quite a few years. I mean, you still are like a muse for me, because it's artists like you who inspire people like me with visions like this. I've watched you go through everything as your friend, you know, just sitting back and watch you go through your journey. And I think you've released, I think it's been like a month now since you've released the verse that you put down in the studio. I remember seeing the video of you in the studio producing the song. That's what Sound Connects Live is. It's artists like you that that have inspired me to create this platform. Because this is what I'm a fan of yours, Niles. I'm your friend. I'm a fan as well. The fans want to see this type of thing, because we want to see what goes on behind the scenes of the making of the music. I remember you and I going over the photo shoots for the video shoot that you did.
And disagreeing, too.
Wow.
All that whole process. And just think that you could profit from it. Because the struggle of producing music is very costly. You know, it's murky water with COVID. The venues are shut down. What are artists going to do now? The answer is sign up for Sound Connects Live January 2020. And let's get started. That. 2020.
I love it.
That's what we're going to do. That was the drive. Like, that's what pushed me back into this. You know, you got to take something bad. As the Bible says, God will trade you beauty for ashes.
Come on.
I remember the day I put Sound Connects down, it was just interfering too much with what I was trying to do. And I said, Lord have mercy, my dream is dead. And God said, no, it's not. Just wait. And then right around March, when all this, I mean, Niles, you and I have talked so many times as friends about my dream and my vision for Sound Connects.
For sure. Yep.
You know that in March, Niles called me when the shutdown happened. And suddenly all the music venues were shut down. And I was like, Niles, if Sound Connects was live right now, oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It would be fantastic. And I mean, that really pushed me. And I was just like, that's why you got to do it now. you gotta do it now. And then he introduced me to you, Tanji and KJ. So, you know, it was just like one of those moments.
Yeah. I noticed you started when you came on and you said iron sharpens iron. And I'm so grateful that you had a Niles in your life to remind you just who you are. You know what I mean? So you put it, come on, the spirit of leadership, man. Seriously. Mm-hmm. So you put it down and then Niles reminded you who you were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you picked it back up. What is that like when someone comes and reminds you and they won't take your excuses? They're not going to take that you don't have this, you don't have that. What is that like when you're facing someone that's bullheaded as you are? Because he's kind of bullheaded, he is. What is that like? How do you?
It's a shock to the body. It's a shock to the spirit, to the soul. It's an awakening. It's like, if I had to describe it viscerally, it's butterflies in your stomach. It's chills up and down your arms because you realize that the wings that are carrying you, God put you, Tanji, in my life, you, Niles, in my life, and you, KJ, in my life for specific reasons. And I'm just seeing it. You know, I couldn't fly. I stopped flying and now said, no, you got to put these wings back on. You got to put these wings back on. And I, you know, it was like I hadn't put it down not one day. Everything just came. It was like rushing back. It was like a flood. Like, that's the feeling, a flood of just spirituality,
Come
you know,
on.
Wow. vitality.
Come on. Come on.
Got you.
I want to reiterate something so our viewers can understand. That feeling, it's so visceral and it's so real. And people always say like, oh, I don't feel it. If you don't have that feeling, all right, you probably need to take some stuff out of your life and just, all right, center yourself. Take away the distractions. Because like that, when the quietest moments of your mind and your heart is when that's going to be revealed to you. And this is what the show is all about. Just to remind you, like, hey, you know you had wings, right? Well, you have wings, right? You want to make sure that you would jump off that cliff and use them. A lot of people have wings and just don't use them. And they end up in the graveyard. And it's like, that's the richest place in the world. And if God gave you an idea, and if you don't act on it, he's going to give it to somebody else, raise somebody else up.
That's true. Absolutely. That is true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. I can describe it a little bit as madness as well. I know Niles and I talked about the madness of it all. And just when I say madness, when you get the creative energy, if you don't spin it out of your body, if you don't use it, it drives you mad. And I remember that was one of the reasons I put it down. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't. There were things that just were not ready in my life and things that God had not done. The iron hadn't been polished. And now, everything is like falling into place. And I've lost so much, but I've gained so much more. The madness, I don't feel it. And one of the reasons I don't feel the madness is because I got help mentally. You have to stop torturing. Anyone listening to me right now, you have to stop torturing yourself. Get the help that you need so that you can move forward. It's not about shame or doubt. Any negative energy is the reason why you're not where you need to be on your platform. You have to get the help that you need. See your doctor, see a therapist. Go. Mm-hmm. Mental health is everything. It will push you forward or backwards. Mm-hmm. So you have to use what you have and get help. And that's what I did. And I mean, I grieved. I mean, I have been grieving. Dr. Tanji knows there have been some nights where I've called you and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Not just this business, but just general. It's just so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at you now and I'm just, wow. Wow. You know, there's an old saying that says, you don't look like what you've been through. You don't look what you've been through. Wow. Niles, you were about to make a comment. I'm sorry.
No, man, it's just, being able to see the process and the growth and, Angelo just really going hard at this thing is motivating because as we all know, and we talk about it all the time, it is not easy to start something from the ground up, to start from scratch, especially when you come from an environment or a community where there aren't many people, in some cases, none at all, who are doing what you're doing. So your motivation and everything comes from a different source, a different place. So you better be connected to God, because I'm telling you, if you listen to what everybody else is saying, naysayers, you can't do this or that, people who will sit there and laugh in your face, that stuff will kind of push you back to the place of like not wanting to even embark on that thing anymore. But when it's in your heart, when it's in your soul, and it's your purpose and God put it there, even if you try to put it down, it's going to present itself to you in some kind of way. All you need to do is say yes. So like watching Angelo and just, seeing him just push through this process, especially like losing as many people as you have this year. And I know the things that have transpired in your life to this point, like that's what this show is about, motivation, inspiration, but it's connected to God. And that doesn't mean that you always do right. You do wrong or whatever else, but you're still in the right place heart wise. So I appreciate you, Angelo and KJ and Tanji and just the whole platform of the show, because this is what it's all about. So
wow. I promised myself I would not cry today, and I mean it. I'm just not going to.
I think that I told you this before. I've really lost count of how many people I've lost this year and how important they were to me. I remember the day that I lost my grandmother. We found her sitting at her kitchen table. She was dead. She was everything in my life. And just maybe a month, not even a month before that, Tanji, I was talking to you on the phone. I had just lost my aunt to ALS. Two huge pillars in my life. And I remember the day you came into my life, Tanji. And God let me know as soon as I met you, as soon as I've never seen you in person, but as soon as I heard your voice, I heard God say, here's your beauty for ashes. Here, what you've lost, I'm giving it back to you and Tanji. And I just, from that day forward, I've always looked at you, my sister, as just this incredible, incredibly powerful human being, spiritually, mentally, physically. It goes so much deeper than all of this stuff. But I found that in you, because God said it, I heard him say it. And I just thank you. I really thank you. I do.
Thank you so very much. And shame on you for doing this to me, because I love you so very much. I do. Thank you guys for your support on this show. I don't want to be disrespectful and run over, but shout out to Sam and Ronan and LA Talk Radio for having a platform that is so beautiful that people can really thrive and become who they're supposed to become. Thank you, KJ and Niles, for doing what you do so beautiful. Thank you very much, Angelo, for never giving up on who you are in him. That's our show. Don't forget, Mondays, I'm on Facebook Live, Talk to Tanji. If you've got an idea or a dream that you want to birth, Kay, check me out. I'll do what I can, I promise. And on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can join us right here on LA Talk Live, Dr. Tanji Show. I love you to the moon and the stars. I do. Have a good day. Bye.
I love you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show. It's Dr. Tanji Scott.